From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The U.S. and its allies are claiming early successes in the first 2 days of their bombing campaign against Libyan government military sites, including Muammar Gaddafi's sprawling complex in the heart of Tripoli. Joint Chiefs Chairman Mike Mullen says it's too soon to say how or when the assault will end. There appears to be a difference of opinion of the length and end goal of the Allied attack on Libya. NPR's Nancy Lyons reports some on Capitol Hill say it's to see change at the top, while others say it's to protect Libyan civilians.
Democratic Senator John Kerry, who chairs the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, says the U.S. is not looking toward a long-term involvement in Libya.
This is a very limited operation that is geared to save lives, and it was specifically targeted on a humanitarian basis. It is not geared to try to get rid of Gaddafi.
Kerry appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. But Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says it's about time the Obama administration decided to do something in Libya, and he says the U.S. mission should include getting rid of Muammar Gaddafi.
Isolate, strangle, and replace this man. That should be our goal.
Graham appeared on Fox News Sunday. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs says he'd rather not speculate on the length of U.S. involvement in Libya. Nancy Lyons, NPR News, Washington.
Navy Vice Admiral William Courtney says the air attacks have been very effective in scattering Gaddafi's forces. He says the Pentagon believes Gaddafi's military is under significant stress. Egyptians have overwhelmingly approved changes to their constitution in a landmark election. NPR's Soraya Sahadi Nelson reports from Cairo that the approval helps pave the way for presidential and parliamentary elections in the coming months.
Officials say less than half of eligible Egyptians voted 3-1 for the amendments. Proponents say the measures they approved will ease longstanding restrictions on political and civil rights, but critics say they will also hasten elections and make it difficult for new political parties to organize. Opponents had called for scrapping the 40-year-old constitution altogether and writing a new one. Egypt's military rulers plan to use the amended constitution as a roadmap to transferring power to a civilian government in the coming months. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.
A monitoring team is stepping up efforts to confirm radiation contamination outside the Fukushima nuclear plant. As Jeff Brumfield reports, the team has seen serious evidence of ground contamination.
The International Atomic Energy Agency has preliminary evidence that radiation has contaminated soil far from the plant. The team is making follow-up measurements and analyzing grass samples for further evidence of contamination. Meanwhile, measurements in Tokyo and other distant locations show radiation levels higher than normal, but Graham Andrew, an IAEA science advisor, says that the levels are not dangerous to human health. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
Gold prices are higher today. This is NPR. The death toll in Japan is becoming clearer today after police estimates indicate more than 18,000 people have died in the earthquake and tsunami of March 11th. The World Bank says it's looking at $235 billion to rebuild Japan, and it says it could take up to 5 years. Japanese officials say they've made progress over the weekend in preventing the damaged nuclear complex from leaking more radiation. Tens of thousands of Tibetans in exile cast ballots at polling places around the world on Sunday to elect a prime minister. Rebecca Byerly reports from a polling station in Dharamsala, India, the Himalayan city that is the home of the Tibetan government in exile.
The Dalai Lama says the new prime minister will take over as head of government, making this election particularly important. Concerned the Chinese government will select the next Dalai Lama, the spiritual leader says democratic elections are the only way to make sure the power stays in the hands of the Tibetan people. The three candidates for the position are secular, non-monks, and have experience abroad. While the results of the elections will not be announced till late April, analysts familiar with this region say the Chinese government may be worried this could be part of a greater plan by the Tibetans to run a more political and institutional government without the spiritual leader. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Byerly in Dharamsala, India.
President Obama heads to Chile today from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. The president is extending the offer of friendship to Latin American leaders while he huddles on the sidelines with military advisors on the bombing raids in Libya. Mr. Obama will take questions from reporters later today with Chile's president for the first time since the bombing campaign began. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.